This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it is a pleasure. Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z. We call it an educational odyssey because that's what it is. We really and truly take you through education. Because without the education, without information, we really do not understand the power of this plant. If you are, and I say this all the time, if you are expecting a show about let's pass the joint around, and that 420 mentality, this is not your show. I'm sorry, this is not your show. And for those of you that listen to that show, good for you, and that's wonderful. But that's not what this is about. What we try to accomplish each week is to really and truly explore from medical, from business, from all angles, this new green world we are embarking on. And whether you like it or not, this green world is here. And I have to tell you that you know, Mr. Jeff Sessions, you may think you're going to be able to put it back in the box, but it's already out of the box. It's not going to happen, I believe. But joining us, our first guest, and someone who I'm so excited to have him back, such an established doctor in addiction, Dr. David Berman. Bierman is with us. He received his MD from the University of Washington School of Medicine. He has served at all levels of government, including the U.S. Public Health Service, Director of Health Services at San Diego State University. His credentials go on and on, and if we read them, we wouldn't have time for our interview with him. But more importantly, he's been a man that has tremendous interest in drug abuse treatment and prevention. And so his new book is out, and it is called Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools: The History of Drugs, Discrimination, Greed, and the War on Drugs, and Why Medical Marijuana is Creating a New Paradigm. And Dr. David Bierman, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be with you again. Thank you.
So, I guess we have to talk about the latest ruling, because this is where the dichotomy comes in. Do we go ahead with the cannabis world, or are people, there's no banking, it's not federally sanctioned yet? We're really in a quagmire. What do you think is happening, and your thoughts on this time, this unusual time in history?
Well, I think there's a number of things that are happening. You know, people have been looking to have drug policy reform for decades, and now that it's upon us, the devil is in the details, as it were. I think one of the problems that we've seen here in California is that the government is looking at the cannabis business as a cash cow, and the cost of various licenses that are required at the state and local level have pushed out many of the pioneers in the field, and this, I think, is creating a problem. The other thing, though, on the positive side is that I really think that the governmental entities are taking this seriously, and here in California, I think they want to see the legalization of the recreational use of cannabis succeed, and in order to do that, they have to be able to compete with the black market, and I think that is the area that we're looking at now. Now, the state legislature has been working on ways to handle the money. The money situation is that several years ago, the federal government, in response to the cartels that were dealing with cocaine and opiates, products that were easy to smuggle and brought in more money than cannabis, in order to try to stem the tide of that, they passed some laws making it illegal for banks to handle their money. Like most government policies trying to deal with cannabis that are not based on science or medicine, this was not particularly bright. So that's an important thing. You know, you mentioned the banking, and the federal government still prohibits banks from handling money related to cannabis. And not all banks understand this regulation. I went to change my banking account from one bank to another, and my bookkeeper went with me and said, well, Dr. Bierman does evaluations for medicinal cannabis. And that bank said, well, I'm sorry, we can't take his money. Now I went to another bank, and there was no problem. I also sent, I happened to know the president of the bank that turned me down. I sent him a letter, and I got an apology, because I am not in the cannabis business. I'm in the medical business.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I want to talk a little bit about, we have so much to talk about, and we need to talk about the opioid crisis. We need to talk about the actual plant and what you're seeing and how it's really going to help with so many ailments and conditions. But I would love for you, the first thing I would love for you to talk about is that you say in your book that we all have cannabis receptors in our body. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, the endocannabinoid system is a system that includes various receptors, not very creatively called the CB1 and CB2 receptors, and then we produce cannabinoid or cannabis-like molecules. They're called anandamide and 2-AG. Now, the scientists figured this out in the late 1980s, early 1990s. So we've known about the endocannabinoid system for a long time. And as it turns out, it's very important in the functioning of the human body. It's probably the largest neurotransmitter system in the brain, in the nervous system. And it's critical for homeostasis. That is sort of keeping us regulated and centered and focused, if you will. This is why cannabis has such a broad spectrum of therapeutic applications, is that the endocannabinoid system is so large and so important in the human body. And we're, you know, have learned about this from doing research mostly on small animals. And it turns out that the endocannabinoid system, in terms of evolutionary time, goes back somewhere between 300 and 600 million years. It goes back to the trilobites. And the fact of the matter is that... Yeah. The endocannabinoid system has been around much longer than cannabis. Cannabis is a relative newcomer to the planet. It's only been around for 35 million years. And hemp, of course, was one of the first agricultural plants to be cultivated by farmers, to be grown. It goes back about 10,000 years.
Right.
And so this has a very... Cannabis has a long history, but the endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah,
and the road is so, it's so fascinating to see that this is the 75th anniversary of Hemp for Victory. But I want to go back for just a moment, because most people are listening to us and not understanding that the plant has a lot of different flavors and varieties to it, including the one that gets you high and then the one that does not get you high, the hemp part of the plant, and in some areas grown specifically as hemp. And it's very confusing, but the CBD is very different than the joint that you're smoking or the edible that you're eating that's going to get you high. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the distinctions of that, but and we have so much more. Drugs are not the devil's Tools. That's Dr. David Bierman's book. And, Doctor, what's the best website for people to get more information about you and your book and the work you're doing?
They can go to www.davidbiermanmd.com.
Okay. And we will be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer in Educational Odyssey. And if you think that this is, that cannabis is going away, think again, because marijuana, cannabis, is more widely used and enjoyed and appreciated than any of its opponents are willing to admit. There are numerous political... This is such a hot topic, but the truth is, and these are some statistics that I got from Dr. Bierman, that just recently, a year ago, Harvard Medical School identified over 20 million people are using medical marijuana in the United States. And a Gallup poll in October, right before the end of the year, in October of 2017, showed that 64% of Americans support the legalization of marijuana. Isn't that amazing? 46 states have passed laws contrary to federal law to allow the use of marijuana for medical conditions. And it goes on and on from there. And joining us in the conversation and trying to educate us is the author of a doctor who has written a book called Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools: The History of Drugs, Discrimination, Greed, The War on Drugs, and Why Medical Marijuana is Creating a New Paradigm. And Dr. David Bierman, welcome to the program.
Glad to be back with you. If I can start off here, we were talking about the confusion between hemp, cannabis, and marijuana.
Yes.
And that confusion is not by accident. It was created going way back to the early part of the 20th century. And that's because everybody knew what hemp was. Most everybody knew what cannabis was. And marijuana was a term that was not familiar to most Americans. There was a much smaller Hispanic population in the country at that time, and African Americans did not refer to cannabis as marijuana. They referred to it as muggles or Mary Jane. And in fact, in 1937, when the AMA testified against the Marijuana Tax Act, they said, look, we are against this, but even if you pass it, you have to change the name to the Cannabis Tax Act so people know what you're talking about. And so this confusion is there on purpose because of the fact that the American public in the early part of the 20th century was very much aware of what hemp was and very much aware of what cannabis was. But by using marijuana, it sounded like this was some strange foreign kind of plant that was heretofore unknown. And the only thing that was unknown was the use of the word marijuana. Now, let me say one thing about this, and then I'll let you go on and ask me some questions. But Dr. Richard Schultes, who was a professor at Harvard and was one of the pioneers of something called entheobotany, which is the botany of psychoactive drugs for spiritual purposes, said that there is no difference between hemp and marijuana or hemp and cannabis. The difference is an arbitrary bureaucratic red line that says if it has less than 0.3% of THC, it's hemp, and more than 0.3% of THC, it's marijuana or cannabis. But it is the same plant. Well, that gets us to what you are talking about, or you asked about at the end of the last segment, and that is, what about THC and CBD? Now, those are only two of the most well-known cannabinoids in the plant. Plants are complicated. Coffee, for instance, has 880 different molecules.
Yes.
With tomato.
Yes,
has
yes. Actually, Mark Blumenthal from the American Botanical is coming on after you. So, and he's done the monograph. So it's going to be very interesting to hear the information about the plant itself. Yes, yes, it's fascinating.
So let me talk about the CBD and THC.
Yes,
those
please.
Are just two of 113 cannabinoids that are in the plant. The cannabinoid being a 21-carbon molecule that either stimulates or blocks the body's CB1 or CB2 receptors, part of the body's endocannabinoid system. Now, the CBD has gotten a lot of attention because it's not euphorogenic. It is, by the way, psychoactive. I mean, we throw these words around and don't really know what they mean. Psychoactive means that CBD can have an effect on being an antidepressant or being an anxiolytic, a tranquilizer, or an anti-anxiety drug. All of those are psychoactive functions, but it does not cause euphoria. It does not cause people to get high and to feel like they're out of touch with reality. THC can do that in higher dosages. The other thing about CBD that's important is it fits into the CB1 receptors, which is the receptor that THC fits into, but it only partially fits into it, sort of like O.J. Simpson's hand only partially fit into the glove when it was all dried, and it would have fit into the glove perfectly when the glove was purchased. And so that would have been the THC, and the partial fitting would have been the CBD. And the CBD tends to partially block the euphoria that's caused by THC. But one concept that I want to leave your listeners with is a concept that was theorized by Raphael Meshulam, who is the pharmacologist
Israel.
In Israel.
Yes,
who
yes.
Characterized the structure of THC in 1964. In 1999, he talked about what he called the entourage effect. And it's what Lester Grinspoon, who was also a Harvard professor, calls the ensemble effect. It's the same thing. And what it refers to is the combined therapeutic functioning of all of the therapeutic constituents of the plant. So not just THC and CBD have therapeutic value, but many of the other 113 cannabinoids have therapeutic value, and so too do the terpenes. And the terpenes are what give the plant its unique odor. And now, since we've been into the medical marijuana field for 20 years, we're getting more and more interest in looking closer at the role that terpenes play and the role that the cannabinoids other
yes,
than THC
yes.
and CBD play.
That's why this has to be an ongoing conversation. It's just too much information. Oh, my gosh. Dr. David Bierman, you are so brilliant. Your book is Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools. And give us the website, please.
You can find me at www.davidbiermanmd.com. You can also get the book off of Amazon, although I don't make as much money if you buy it as if you bought it from me. So if you just punch up Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools.
We got to run. Thank you so much, Doctor. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Education.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And we were just talking to Dr. Bierman and about his book, and he was talking about the tremendous amount of information about this plant. Well, there isn't anybody that knows more about plants than Mark Blumenthal, in my opinion. He's the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council, editor-in-chief of Herbalgram and HerbClip, and he is also the director of the ABC, AHP, NC, NPR Botanical Adulterants Prevention Program. It's a mouthful, and welcome to the program, Mark Blumenthal.
Well, good morning, Frankie, and thanks for inviting me to be with you this morning.
So,
or afternoon, wherever you are.
Yes, wherever you are. This is a subject, this plant, and if you wouldn't mind just going over a little bit of some basic information from a strictly plant, the plant where you study plants, from a place where you study what plants do. Explain to us and give us a little history 101 about cannabis, please.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. Basically, you know, I represent a independent nonprofit research and education organization, the American Botanical Council. We're a science and research organization, independent, and at herbalgram.org, that's our website. And basically, we see cannabis, medical cannabis, in the context of thousands of other medicinal plants and hundreds of others in which there's a growing body of scientific and clinical research showing how these plants can be used safely and effectively to help treat various minor or in some cases as adjunct therapies for potentially major disorders or diseases. So what we do is we look at cannabis within the context or the scope and perspective of and being another medicinal plant, which is what it is. It also happens to be a recreational use plant and a plant with known psychoactive effects that are used not necessarily for medicinal purposes, but for recreational purposes, which has gotten the plant in trouble over time in history because a lot of people either object to that recreational use or have issues with it for one reason or another. But if you look at it just from a medicinal perspective, there's a growing body of very impressive clinical research that basically demonstrates the safety and, in many cases, the efficacy of various preparations made from the cannabis plant, particularly, of course, the flowers where the both THC and the CBD, the two most widely referred to and increasingly focused on medicinal compounds in the plant, particularly the CBD. So we like to see cannabis, medical cannabis, within the context of other medicinal plants that people have used historically, whether that those other plants be garlic or ginger, to name two common spices, or turmeric, a very highly popular plant, one of the most popular herbal supplements in the natural products, natural health food stores, etc. Ginseng, just to name a bunch of other G plants. There are so many plants on this earth that humans have learned to co-evolve with and have learned to utilize for food, for fragrance, for fiber, for shelter, for ritual purposes, and of course our interest for medicinal purposes. That's how we see, and contextually speaking, that's how we see medical cannabis. It's just another plant with a lot of medicinal value, and if, in another sense, it's not just another plant because there's been a huge focus on it in the last 20, 30 years, both research-wise, medicinally, and of course politically, with now 30 states in the United States, including District of Columbia, I believe, having voters having elected to make it legal as a medicinal agent.
You know, Mark, this is, if we were to go in the jungle today and we were to look at plants in general, this has been going on for thousands of years. Plants have always
hundreds of thousands of years.
Hundreds of thousands of years. Thank you. They have been a source of food for for nature, for humans, for animals. You know, when we could just go on and on and on. We hear more about a plant-based diet on the news, that we should all be striving for that. We had, you know, the wonderful guest on the other day that wrote the book about saving the world and saving the soil, Kiss the Ground. Josh Tickell was on. So we talk a lot about the power of the plant. Yet, yes, this particular plant, and it's so ironic because it helps inflammation, has inflamed the country.
Well, you can look at it that way for sure. I mean, after all, people have, you know, used plants for, like I said, for food and for medicine, et cetera. And of course, we wouldn't be here without the flowering plants. If you want to go back even further to like 250 million years ago or whatever it was approximately, in the evolution of life on this planet, the advent of the flowering plants, the plants that have flowers and produce seeds and nuts that contain concentrated food sources of protein, oils, and other nutrients, were a necessary precondition to give rise to the evolution of small animals, small land mammals, rodents, etc. And so the whole evolution of mammalia, the mammals, is dependent biologically on the evolution of flowering plants as a precondition before they could actually make it on this planet. So we are totally dependent, at least historically speaking, on the flowering plants, the higher plants. And even now, because even the people who are omnivores, who eat meat, they're eating animals that are either usually herbivorous animals, who are totally dependent on the vegetable kingdom, the plant kingdom, for their food. So ultimately it gets down to being dependent on plants for our food, for our basic survival, not to mention all the environmental issues like creation of carbon dioxide and our creation of oxygen and sequestering of carbon dioxide, and so many other things that plants do that are beneficial and constructive and necessary for the biosphere to exist.
Absolutely. So that being said, we had on a young scientist last week, or one of these weeks. I do this show so often I lose track. Mm-hmm. Forgive me.
Right.
But
sure.
Dr. John McKay, and he was talking about terpenes. And
terpenes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terpenes, rather.
Sure.
Tell me what they are, because it's a term that many of us are not aware of, but that many plants, he said, most plants have this aromatherapy, as he called it.
Well, let's look at terpenes. Often are, but not always, are often plants that contain volatile compounds. In other words, they aromatize, and you can smell them. So a lot of the herbs and the plants that produce essential oils and that we use for fragrance, and we use for medicinal and for food flavoring, etc., contain terpenes in them. Terpenes in the citrus fruits or various other types of fruit of plants. Now, terpenes have more than just flavor and fragrance characteristics. They also have pharmacological activities. In other words, they affect the biology of the organism, human or animal, onto which ingests them, and or onto which the skin, when they're applied to the skin and absorbed maybe transdermally. So these are pharmacologically active compounds, but they generally, but not always, have various aromas, and we can smell them, and they often, those aromas are very fragrantly pleasurable, desirable, so they're the basis of a lot of perfumes, aftershave creams, and all that kind of stuff. These are plant compounds with terpenes in them. And essential oils are often full of terpenes, and that's why We've seen such a huge increase in the essential oil business in the last 10
years. When we come back, I want to talk. We will continue, but we have to take a break. How can people find out more about you and the organization of the American Botanical Council?
www.herbalgram.org.
Okay. Herbalgram.org. We'll be back in just a moment with the executive director of the American Botanical Council, Mark Blumenthal, right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Welcome back. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. We're in the middle of a conversation with the founder, executive director of the American Botanical Council, editor-in-chief of Herbal Gram, herbalgram.org, Mark Blumenthal. And welcome back. And we're in the middle of a conversation. And before we get back to the terpenes conversation, I want to ask you a question. Cannabis is one of tens of thousands of plants in this world. Is it underrated or overrated for its medicinal purposes and qualities?
Well, I think the benefits of medicinal cannabis are still being documented and developed and in many cases confirmed. So it depends on who you're talking to, whether it's underrated or overrated. I think there's a growing amount of highly compelling and impressive clinical and scientific research that documents and in many cases confirms the medicinal value of various preparations made from the cannabis plant. So yes, I don't consider it to be overrated, depending on whose comments you're referring to, and it may be underrated in some circles, especially by people who haven't yet recognized the potential and the actual medicinal value of this highly interesting and, in many cases, extremely safe plant, especially when used in a medicinal way, with physician or health professional guidance. Very, very safe in many cases, or in most cases. So I think, depending who you're talking to, it's a question of perspective.
Okay. There have been many new companies being formed that are looking at the DNA of this plant.
Okay.
And they are looking at the genomics and matching the plant to what conditions. And do you see that as the possible future for the sophistication of where we're going with many plants, not just the cannabis plant?
Well, the DNA research is very interesting and it's very compelling. At the same time, one has to remember that people evolved with plants for hundreds of thousands of years and developed relationships with them to use them for small uses medicinally and as foods. Without knowledge of DNA, without the advent of modern extraction techniques, and without the benefit of modern randomized controlled clinical trials, all of which I think are useful and constructive as we move forward. But let's remember that historically and traditionally, people have learned how to use plants very often in very safe and very effective manner. So we don't necessarily have to have all of this modern technology as a basis to justify the use of some of these plant medicines based on their traditional and historical use. There's a great deal of evidence that's continually supported and confirmed in many cases and validated by modern research that basically justifies and not that it needs justification, but basically supports the historical use of people's use of plants. Let's remember that back in the old days, they used to dry a plant to save it as a later save it for a medicinal preparation. That word dry comes from an old Dutch word droog, which means to dry, and the word drug is derived from that. So the whole basis etymologically for the use of the word drug, the origin of the word drug, comes from a dried plant.
Mm-hmm.
They have been the source of our medicines for centuries.
What's so fascinating about talking with you, Mark Blumenthal, and your knowledge of plants and the work you've done in monographing plants, the history of plants and the in-depth knowledge that you have, we are seeing more and more coming out about the benefits, as you were saying earlier, of ginkgo, of curcumin, turmeric. And we're starting to see that these are being incorporated into our foods and dried and used throughout every kind of cuisine from Michelin star to, you know, local joints serving foods. My question is, will we see this with, in your opinion, do you think we will come a time when we will start to see this cannabis plant have that same use in our culture?
Well, that's an interesting crystal ball question, but some of it's already being answered. If you look at some of the states in which both medicinal and recreational use of cannabis has been legalized, you can see that there's a growing body of what they call edibles, which are the infusion of various cannabis-based extracts, etc., into various types of food delivery forms. Now, there has been some concern about that because it's, in some cases, difficult to dose that in an appropriate manner, in a safe manner, and there's been some issues regarding people eating too many cannabis chocolates or cannabis cookies, etc., because the onset of the experience of the cannabis takes longer, sometimes up to an hour, hour and a half, reportedly, with the edibles, and so people sometimes take more because they're impatient and themselves in a situation where they experience what's known as orthostatic hypotension, which is a sudden drop in blood pressure levels that makes they lay on the couch for several hours because they basically can't even get up or walk. So people need to be careful about cannabis in edibles, and yet responsible manufacturers reportedly are maintaining a certain 5 milligram or 10 milligram THC limit in an edible dose, and so people need, again, if it's a medicinal product, and if they're doing this based on recommendation by a health professional, which is the case in many cases, or based on self-selection and self-medicating in states where it's legal, they should do what's important, just like they would with a pharmaceutical drug over the counter or otherwise. They should use only as directed. Read the label. Follow directions. Don't be a cowboy and do this on your own and think you can take as much as you want. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. We have just a minute left, and I just will ask you, we will be at Expo West, one of the largest natural products shows in the world, in a few months. What will be the star herb at that show this year?
Well, that's a great question. There's a big question right now since you've been talking about wanting to talk about cannabis all the entire show here. There's questions about CBD products and whether they the prevalence of CBD products. A lot of products coming out.
Oh, we've got to run. We will be back again. We've got to go. Mark Blumenthal, herbalgram.org. Thank you so much for all that you do, and appreciate your time today. We will have you back soon. I'm Frankie Boyer. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, our educational odyssey. Thanks.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.